Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Hiller applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops it up and throws to first, with Bruce covering, for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brand. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Brand steals second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brand moves to third. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brand scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to second. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand fires to second and picks off Swoboda for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowan moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaines hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brand. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Brand steals second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool is hit by the pitch. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. May fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on May. Cranepool goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Astros. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Al Jackson. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Miller now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gaines. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Gaines steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Gaines scores. It's 3-1. Astros. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 4-1, Astros. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Bond moves to second. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Jim Owens now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan strikes out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hiller moves to third. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hiller scores. Lewis moves to third. It's 4-2, Astros. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Mike Cuellar now pitching. Bobby Klaus pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.